You're listening to SBS News.
Earlier this month, United States President Donald Trump was seeking to secure Russia's return to the G7, an intergovernmental organisation from which it was excluded in 2014 in response to its annexation of Crimea. And if a New York Times story is true, at that time he would have known for months about intelligence that reportedly showed Russia had offered cash rewards to Taliban-linked militants for killing US soldiers and other NATO troops in Afghanistan. Citing unnamed US officials, the New York Times says a Russian military intelligence unit that has been linked to assassination attempts in Europe offered the alleged bounties in 2019. At that time, US and Taliban officials were trying to negotiate an Afghan peace deal. Mr. Trump's Democratic Party rival, Joe Biden, says he's outraged by the report.
The commander-in-chief of American troops serving in a dangerous theater of war has known about this for months, according to the Times, and done worse than nothing. Not only has he failed to sanction or impose any kind of consequences on Russia for this egregious violation of international law, Donald Trump has continued his embarrassing campaign of deference and debasing himself before Vladimir Putin. His entire presidency has been a gift to Putin, but this is beyond the pale. It's a betrayal of the most sacred duty we bear as a nation, to protect and equip our troops when we send them in the harm's way.
But in a series of tweets, Mr. Trump has denied any such briefing took place, saying,
"Nobody briefed or told me, the vice president, or my chief of staff about the so-called attacks on our troops in Afghanistan by Russians, as reported through an anonymous source by the fake news New York Times. Everybody is denying it, and there have not been many attacks on us. Nobody's been tougher on Russia than the Trump administration. The fake news New York Times must reveal its anonymous source. Bet they can't do it. This person probably doesn't even exist."
Mr. Trump's former National Security Advisor John Bolton says the New York Times story shouldn't automatically be accepted as fact, given not all intelligence gathered by US officials is passed on to the president. But he says his reaction to the story says a lot.
It is pretty remarkable the president's going out of his way to say he hasn't heard anything about it. One asks, why would he do something like that? And I think the answer may be precisely because active Russian aggression like that against the American service members is a very, very serious matter. And nothing's been done about it, if it's true, for these past 4 or 5 months. So it may look like he was negligent, but of course he can disown everything if nobody ever told him about it.
The New York Times says the US intelligence is based in part on the interrogation of Afghan criminals and militants. Russia has rejected the allegations as nonsense, while the Taliban has also denied them. But Chair of the British Parliamentary Defence Committee, Tobias Elwood, says he'll be pushing to have the claims investigated.
I'll be seeking an urgent question on Monday, and we'll be encouraging the UK to raise this matter at the United Nations and indeed with our NATO allies. It's so important that we collectively stand up to where Russia is heading.
20 US troops were killed in Afghanistan in 2019, but the New York Times says it's not clear which deaths are under suspicion. Amy Hall, SBS News.